Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him. Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say. Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry that is embracing widows. And our scripture reads, which is 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone is doing okay today, tonight. Well, I just ask you to to give me strength to get through this program tonight. I must say that I am a little bit out of it, but I am going to do my best. And I just ask you to pray for me and ask God to give me strength to get through this next half an hour. But God is. He is everything. My Jesus is everything. What is Jesus to you? My Jesus is everything. Just look at Jesus. Do you know, do you want to know what is in the mind of God? Then look at Jesus. Do you want to know the will of God? Then look at Jesus. Do you want to know what is the heart of God? Then look at Jesus. Jesus is the exact revelation of what is on the mind and in the heart and in the will of God. Who is Jesus? What is there about Him that makes Him so compelling that some of the greatest architect achievement in Europe were him. Some of the world's most beautiful art was created to honor him. Some of the world's most glorious music was written to praise him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's John 1:4. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. He claimed to be God walking the earth as a man. True God and true man. Do you believe him? Who do you say that he is? The Son is the radiant of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he was provided crucifixion for sin, he sat down on the right hand of the majestic in heaven. Hebrews 1:3. My Jesus, he is endurably strong. He is entirely sincere. He is eternal steadfast. He is immovable gracious. He is imperishably powerful. He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of the globe. He's God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the captive ransom. He is the breath of life. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He is August and he is unique. He's undisputed and he's undefined. He's unsurpassed and he's unshakable. He's the lofty idea physiologically. He's the highest personality in psychology. He's the supreme justice in literature. He's the unavoidable problem in higher criticism. He's the foundational doctrine of theology. He's the cornerstone, the capstone, and the tumbling stone of all religion. He's the miracle of the ages. He's Jesus. He's everything. He's more. The Word who was in the beginning with God is a living person, but he's more. He's the living expression of what is on God's mind. He's more. He's the living expression of what is in God's heart, but he's even more. He's the very heart of the Almighty God of the universe, laid bare for all to see. They knew him. Adam knew him as a beloved father. Eve knew him as the original homemaker. Nor knew him as the refuge from the storm. Abraham knew him as a friend. Moses knew him as the Redeemer. Rahab knew him as the gracious Savior. David knew him as his shepherd. Elijah knew him as the Almighty. Daniel knew him as the lion tamer. Mary Magdalene knew him as the bandage breaker. Martha knew him as the promise keeper. Lazarus knew him as the resurrection and the life. Barnabas knew him as the light of the world. John knew him as the glorious king upon the throne. Surely you and I can know him too. Yes, my Jesus is everything. After 21 years ago, without a crisis experience, but an unexplainable, intense yearning, I made the decision to seek to know him personally, intimately, accurately, experientially. I decided that if each of these Bible characters could know him, then I could too. If God hasn't changed, if he is the endurable, the same, then if they knew him and I didn't, the fault must lie with me. So I began a privilege to know God, and that privilege continues on this day. I do not know him today as well as I would like to or should, but I know him better today than I did 25 years ago. I know him better today than I 1 year ago. Knowing Jesus is my joy and reason for living. The wind beneath my wings, the treasure that I seek, the foundation on which I build, the song is by heart, the object of my desire, the breath of my life. He is my all and all. Who is my Jesus? Jesus makes change possible. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's 1 Corinthians 5:47. My Jesus, no means or measure can define his limited love. No far-seeing telescope can bring him visibility, the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He forgives and he forgets. He creates and he cleanses. He restores and he rebuilds. He heals and he helps. He reconciles and he redeems. He comforts and he carries. He lifts and he loves. He's the God of the second chance, the fat chance, the slim chance, and no chance. My Jesus is everything. Knowing God is more than just being saved or being born again. Just as knowing my husband before is more than just saying marriage vows at a wedding altar. Knowing God involves an intimate, personal relationship that is developed over time through prayer and getting answers to prayer through Bible study and applying and reaching to our lives through obedience and experience the power of God, through moments by moment submission to him that results in a moment by moment filling of the Holy Spirit. God gives me peace and joy within as I put myself in His hand, trusting Him to infuse my life with His love. Born of the Spirit, just as Virgin Mary conceived the physical life of Son of God, you and I conceive the spiritual life of your Son of God when we are born again. From the moment on, we are essentially two nature on the inside. We have the mind, emotions, and the will we were physically born with, but we now also have the mind, emotions, and will of Christ within us. We have a spiritual implant of life of Jesus Christ within our bodies. This is exactly Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit. This imparting of the life of Christ is a supernatural miracle. It is something God does in response to our humble confession and sincere repentance of sin, coupled with our deliverance, personal faith in His Son because of His death on the cross as our astounding sacrifice and His resurrection. Who's my Jesus? My Jesus is everything. Our world is looking for love. As human beings, we need to love and be loved. But we're looking in all the wrong places. We look for it from a parent. We look for it from a child, from a sibling, from a spouse, from a lover, from a friend, from a pet. But our parents grow old and die. Our children grow up and live their own lives. Our sibling moves out and on. Our spouses are too busy, too tired, or even pass away. Our lovers become jealous or hated. Our friends are superficial, are selfish. Our pets can't speak or counsel. Who can truly understand the needs of the human heart? Who can meet the needs of our hearts? Who is love found? Jesus reveals to Nicodemus the profound insight that love is found in the heart of God. Who is Jesus? Jesus is everything. Man was created by God to know and love Him in a permanent, personal relationship. The eternal plan is to reconcile man with God to forgive him of all of his sins. Originally, in the heart of God, it was motivated by his great love. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. The Son to whom He loved, He gave heaven most precious treasure. He gave everything that He had in order to offer you eternal life. We love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. One thing we can know for sure is that God loves you and me. How do you know that? We know it by looking at the cross, where He proved His love for the world that marks Him and ignores Him and despises Him and scorned him and even rejected him. We look at the cross and see, "I love you," written in red. Who is Jesus? My Jesus is everything. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and loving in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. God appeal to come is striking in its simplicity, stunning in its clarity, supreme in its authority, solemn in its incapability, strong in its necessity, satisfying it in its complexity, sufficient in its central liberty, successful in its sufficiency. My God is everything. My Jesus, he discharged the debtors, he delivered the captures, he defends the feeble, he blesses the young, he serves the unfortunate, he regards the aged, he rewards the diligent, he's beautiful, he beautifies the meek. Who's your Jesus? My Jesus is everything. He is the key to knowledge. He is the wellspring of wisdom. He's the foundation of faith. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway to peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the gateway to glory. He's the highway to success. My Jesus is everything. Jesus knows the small secret of your heart, the unspoken dreams of his imagination, the unveiled thoughts of his mind, the emotions of your feeling, the paralyzing fear for your future, the bitter resentment of your past, the joys and heartache, the pleasure and pain, the success and failure, the honors and humiliation, the deeds and the doubts. He knows all about you inside out, past, present, and future. Who's your Jesus? My Jesus is everything. Praise God for the blood of Jesus that is sufficient to cover all of you. Your sin and my sin, all of them, past sin, present sins, future sins, big sins, small sins, medium-sized sins, it makes no difference. They are all under the blood of Jesus. And we are free just to enjoy our forgiveness. Who's your Jesus? My Jesus is everything. This week, I would like for you to think about it. Who is your Jesus? My Jesus is everything. He supplies strength to the weary. He increases the power to the faint. He offers escape to the tempered. He sympathizes with the hurting. He saves the hopeless. He shields the helpless. He sustains the homeless. He gives purpose to the aimless. He gives reasons to the meaningless. He gives fulfillment to our emptiness. He gives light in the darkness. He gives comfort in the loneliness. He gives fruit in our barrenness. He gives heaven to the hopeless. He gives life to the lifeless. Who's your Jesus? My Jesus is everything. Go out this week and meditate and ask those questions. Who is your Jesus? Because my Jesus is everything. I hope that you enjoyed this reading about my Jesus. Because my Jesus is everything. Have a blessed week. And tune in again next week. Same time, every Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and know that God loves you and Jesus is everything. Good night.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.